This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So we're talking AI and mental health today. A pretty hot topic, right? Like robots as therapists sounds crazy, but apparently it's happening.
It is happening, and it's a fascinating mix of potential and serious ethical questions.
Exactly. Like, can a robot really understand your feelings? I mean, seriously?
That's the million-dollar question. The article we're discussing dives into that head-on.
So are we looking at robot therapists replacing humans anytime soon? That's what I want to know. Let's start with the good stuff. What are the upsides of AI in mental health care?
Accessibility is huge. AI chatbots can reach people in remote areas or those who might not otherwise seek help. Think 24/7 support on demand. It's pretty amazing, actually.
So, like a virtual therapist always on call? That's convenient.
Exactly. And they can also help with early detection of issues like depression or anxiety by tracking patterns in user data. It's a pretty clever system.
Early warning system, kind of like a health tracker, but for your mental well-being. I see. Okay, but there's a downside, right? The article mentions something called therapeutic misconception.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's when people mistake an AI chatbot for a real therapist. They start to anthropomorphize the bot, giving it human qualities it doesn't possess. It's a real issue.
So they're expecting empathy and genuine connection from a machine? That's a problem.
Precisely. And that's a problem because AI, no matter how advanced, can't truly feel or understand emotions in the same way a human can. It's just not the same.
And then there's the issue of bias. How does that play into AI mental health tools?
AI learns from data, and if that data reflects societal biases, the AI will too. This can lead to inaccurate or even harmful advice, especially for marginalized groups. It's a serious concern.
So, like, a biased algorithm could unintentionally discriminate against certain users? That's scary.
Exactly. And the lack of transparency in how some AI tools work makes it hard to identify and fix these biases. It's a real ethical minefield. A big one.
So where does that leave human therapists? Are they obsolete? I hope not.
Absolutely not. The human element is irreplaceable. The therapeutic relationship built on trust and genuine connection is something AI can't replicate. Not yet, anyway.
So it's not about replacing therapists, but augmenting their work? That makes sense.
Exactly. AI can handle routine tasks, freeing up therapists to focus on the more complex aspects of care. It's a collaborative approach. A good one.
So what does a good hybrid model look like?
AI as a support tool, not a replacement. It could handle initial assessments, monitor mood, even assist with treatment planning. But the human therapist remains in charge, providing the crucial emotional support and guidance. It's a team effort.
Like a really smart assistant for the therapist? A helpful one?
Precisely. And it's crucial to have clear communication about the limitations of AI tools to avoid that therapeutic misconception. Very important.
So AI in mental health is a double-edged sword then. Lots of potential, but also significant risks. A complicated issue.
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool, but it needs careful oversight and ethical considerations to ensure it's used responsibly and doesn't harm vulnerable populations. We need to be careful.
It's all about responsible innovation, making sure the human element remains central. That's key. That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights. I appreciate it.